I grew up listening to so many different country artists. My mom was a huge music fan. Actually, both my parents were. So Reba McEntire, Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, the Judds, Patti Loveless, really just everybody. Anybody that was on country radio, I was listening to. I started singing when I was 4 years old with my two older brothers. My parents started the Evans Family Band, and that's all I've ever done my whole life. So I just knew that, you know, Nashville was my destiny. And when I graduated from high school, I saved up $1,000 and moved to Nashville with my brother. It was amazing to have my first number one hit. Also, I had made a deal with myself that I would not have a baby until I had my first number one record, because I wanted my career to really be solid and going strong. And so not only was it amazing to have a number one record, but then I knew that I could start, you know, planning to have my first baby. So that was awesome. Born to Fly is a song that really we wrote about me growing up on the farm and just, you know, me kind of having this double life, like sort of like Dorothy in Wizard of Oz, where I was dreaming of becoming a country star, but also I was a farm girl and I had a very simple life. And so I would be standing out in the fields working, but also daydreaming about, you know, spreading my wings and doing what I knew I was born to do. Perfect is a song that I wrote about that, just to kind of take the pressure off of so many couples that feel like they have to maybe be like other couples or have that perfect marriage. And there's no such thing as a perfect marriage or perfect relationship. So I just wanted to kind of say something that made that point, but also make it kind of funny. Suds in the Bucket is one of those songs that everybody can relate to. You don't have to be from the country and have a clothesline in your backyard. You can be from New Jersey and still understand the concept behind the song, which is, you know, we're all afraid of when our little girls grow up and are they going to choose the right man and are they going to be protected and taken care of? A Real Fine Place to Start is a song that I did not write. It was written by Radney Foster and George Dukas, and I just loved it. I got it as soon as I heard it. I just knew that, you know, it's rare that you come across a love song that's not a ballad, and this is the perfect love song, but it's still up-tempo, so I think that's why everybody loves it so much. I think the key to a good cover song is something that you would have recorded or you can become the character in the song. And I couldn't ask for more. I just felt it was meant for me. And I recorded it right after Edwin McCain released it. And Every Little Kiss was a song that I loved when I was in high school. So it's just, you know, I think it's just a matter of opinion and what are your favorite songs. And if you could choose to cover a song, you know, just choosing something that you love. It doesn't have to be a song that you even relate to. It's a song that you love. I think I always say this about most artists. You have to go deep into their music. You can't just base who they are as an artist and a writer on the singles that you hear on the radio. So, 4:30 is one of those examples of a song that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't hear if they didn't listen to the entire album of Born to Fly. And a lot of times my favorite songs are not always the ones that we release.